Welcome back to our look at the top 25 players in Jaguars history here on Jaguars.com. I'm Brian Sexton. You know this gentleman. You should. The Ozone himself. And right over there, a man who's covered the Jaguars since before they were even here, sports director at WTLV, Dan Hicken. So this is maybe the most interesting collection of five players, 6 through 10. Let me read them to you, because maybe not players, but spaces, where guys sure, fit. Because right. There's some guys you say, well, they're not in the top five, and some guys you say belong in the top 10. And so here they are. In a 10 through 6 order, linebacker Darryl Smith comes in at number 10. Three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Marcus Stroud at number 9. Keenan McCardell, who will surely argue about his place at number 8. Number 7 is Rasheen Mathis, who's been to the Pro Bowl as a corner and also has the most takeaways in Jaguars history. And number 6, maybe the most gifted athlete to ever wear a Jaguars uniform, defensive end Tony Brackens. And so how did you position your 6 through 10? And did you find this to be maybe the most difficult five?
Pretty good 6 through 10, first of all. I mean, it shows you when Tony Brackens doesn't make your top, you know, five, it shows you must be a pretty good top five. I was pretty close to this. I didn't have Darryl quite as high, probably because I've only covered Darryl for a year. I think I had Keenan at 6 and Brackens at 8. But it was... This is about right,
and I think it is about right. Yeah, I got all five in different order, sure. But I think they all fit in those spots. Brian, you know Tony. I mean, you and you too, John. I mean, we still are looking for Tony Brackens. Yeah. We'd like another Tony
right.
Brackens.
Yeah. And the reason I rated him a little lower was the one knock on Brackens was he would have a game like he did against Baltimore, and I think right. 99, where he dominated it, yep. And then you might have a month where there was one sack, and you went, where is he? But the thing about Tony, when they re-signed him in 2000, you thought, you wonder about the consistency, but where are you going to get that if you don't get him back?
Right.
And that's probably still the question they're asking.
So fast off the ball.
Well, he had a rare burst. And remember, we've talked a little bit over the course of these segments about that 96 run, because so many of these guys came out of that. But remember, it was a game against Seattle, a Sunday night game, mm-hmm. late in the year. Mm-hmm. And you thought, where is the spark going to come from? Does the streak end here? Because you knew if they lost, the playoffs were out of the picture.
Right.
And there was that tip pass at about the 30-yard line going into the north end zone. And he snatched it out of the air.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And race to the end yeah. zone. You know, I mean, and how about the 99 game here, you know, where Bryce Pop picks him up with the ball right. and escorts him into
playoff.
I mean, against Miami.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
I mean,
was fantastic.
He was the most explosive defensive player without a doubt, and equal, I think, to Fred and Maurice and Jimmy in terms of his big play capacity.
You know what I loved about Tony, though, most? Besides, he was a pain in the neck with the media. You know, he never wanted to talk. But I love the fact that the guy drove the same dadgum car he had this whole career.
Green Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Football, I'm sorry.
Yo, go ahead. I just think that's fantastic. And he had that money, and he went home, bought his ranch, and is living happily ever after.
He knew what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And but football-wise, he was the one guy on the defense. You know, that era is always remembered for the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one guy on defense who could give you a play. And that you thought, well, they're in trouble here. Brackens can go give you that play. Baltimore right now has Ed Reed, who does, you know, a defense and a winning team needs that game changer on defense. He's still the best the Jaguars have ever had at that.
And we haven't had a lot of those in 17 years on defense.
It's been an offensive-minded team for sure. We have got to spend some time on Keenan McCardell here because we're half kidding that Keenan will be upset that he and Jimmy are not 3A and 3B.
He'll argue it.
Yeah.
And he was always, you know, Brunell would tell me, he was always open on every single play, and he was a great player. I love Keenan, and he got an opportunity here. And what you like about Keenan is he got a chance, and he seized the moment, and it all worked out well for him.
Well, and what's significant about Keenan is there were a handful of guys in 96 who took this franchise from being a struggling expansion team mm-hmm. to having – you knew going into that season they had a shot. It took them a while to get going, but – Keenan was one of those guys who all of a sudden gave them legitimacy at a position that enabled them to do other things around it. He mm-hmm. fit, regardless of, I mean, he wanted the ball like any receiver, but he was a team guy, and he enjoyed winning, enjoyed making plays. He was a football player. They're all football players, but he was a guy who really savored playing the game. And
he played every Sunday.
Yeah.
If you wanted to make a list of the guys who loved the game most, he would be number one.
Right.
He loved the game, and I'll never
forget. On his list, he's won anyway.
Well, anyway.
have we covered that point yet? I'll never forget the 96 game against Baltimore here, and it was late in the game, and the Jaguars were rallying, and Eric Turner, the great safety, cut him in half on a third and six, and he came up with the ball. And they got to another third and long situation, again, going in for a driving touchdown. And once again, Keenan over the middle, and Turner cuts him in half. And he, I mean, just brutal hits. He gets up, goes back to the huddle.
And that's those when plays don't happen. There's no run that year. No.
And to give him his full credit, when he left the game, and you know this better than me, but when he left the game, wasn't he top 20 all-time in receptions?
He was.
Is that fair to say, right?
Top 10.
Yeah. I mean, that's impressive.
I said to him at a charity banquet not long, a couple years ago, when he had just got out of the game, I said, hey, look, we're going to be in Houston this year. You're retired now. Why don't you come join us in the booth for a segment? You know, he goes, I'll be playing this fall. Are you kidding me? He makes this big jet. And I felt bad for asking, right? But he never was going to give up. And, of course, obviously, he's developed a coaching
career. Super Bowl ring.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
with Tampa. Caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl game. So good for him.
And as an 11th round pick, you know, Redskins, Bears, Browns, and then he comes here.
So. Knew the game so well. Smart player. Just everything, you know, you're always looking for another guy like him.
And we were running out of time here, but we want one quick word on Daryl Smith. You never hear anything about him and on the national media. But in terms of being a great player, he certainly fits at number 10.
And Rasheen Mathis, too, at number 7. You know, what a career he's had, and he's, you know, still going.
All right. Yeah. Well, the top 5 is next, and it should be fun. Thanks for joining us here on Jaguars.com.